Kelly.
It's time for Cretchy. Time for Cretchy.
Time for Cretchy and the Buzz.
We've got a great show lined up for you.
Right now, it's my great, great pleasure to introduce.
Hey, it's a Greg of the Morning Buzz, everybody.
McMullen on the kit right there at the back of the stage. You got the he's got the brushes out. You know, he's just using the brushes.
Yep.
Just, Kelly, you take the brush, the drumsticks that are brushes, and you swivel them around on the snare, and you snap it every once in a while. Okay? Kelly Brown, the stand-up bass right there.
I practice all the time during Law & Order.
Yep, you're good at it. And Kayla Windsor.
I took me a second, but I got... Yep.
Kayla Windsor on the organ this morning, which isn't something that happens a lot. But, you know, it's good. It's all good.
Welcome to Tuesday. Legal Tuesday, by the way. Get your legal questions in.
Free legal advice, people.
If you have one, get it in. You can email it to us, greg@morningbuzz.com, roadkillkelly@morningbuzz.com. Kelly likes to say if you email him, he'll definitely get read.
Without a doubt, you're getting on.
Nobody does.
Ryan.
Yeah.
But I've had a couple people email me, so email me, baby.
All right, there you go.
Kelly@morningbuzz.com.
Roadkill, too, same thing.
Please do. Please.
Yeah.
That was a cheerio.
It was. That's good. You know, chew that food.
Yeah. When you're... We just got back from, obviously, vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Do you, like, eat different things that you can't normally eat? Because for me, I'm trying to eat better. So it's like dry cereal. I've been living, like, on Cheerios. But on vacation, I did the same thing. But I try to, like, not have, you know, because I usually go home and make myself a sandwich before I go for my walk and everything. But I tried to not do that. You know, mix it up a little bit during. But do you guys do that?
That's part of the joy of a vacation, whether you're traveling or not. I'm going out to eat.
Probably. Yeah, we did too much of that. We did too much of that, and I'm definitely working on removing that. You know what I mean? Because that was the thing.
This one did seem like the house was kind of tore up, so we didn't have our date nights normally with the girls. So I took everybody out on Sunday night with their significant others. So there was like six of us, and there we did that. Mom and Dad were like, "Hey." We'd like to just sneak out, just, you know, you and Amy and
what are you gonna sneak out for? What's the sneaky for?
Well, because they knew, like, the girls would want it and everything. They were just like, this is the four of us.
Okay.
Very seldom do we get to do that. Mm-hmm. So I found myself, and I went out with the in-laws, going out to eat a lot. But I just didn't know, like, you know, you ate different things that you normally do. Because you're in here, you're working. You know, maybe during vacay, you had French toast.
Yeah,
you don't have the time.
No, I don't eat French toast. I do not. I did have took my dad out for breakfast and I had a pancake. I don't normally do that. Yeah. I'll just do like a small eggs and bacon or whatever. I try to keep it. I don't want to eat too much in the morning, but so I had a blueberry pancake.
I was traveling.
Mainly yolks. Awesome.
Mm. Mm. I've heard good things.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I was traveling. We're in Vegas. We hit Denny's. And, you know, vacation's usually a late breakfast, so kind of a brunch, and then a dinner. So you get, I had the biggest breakfast. Whoa.
I can't do it. It just crushes me for the rest of the day.
Well, we're walking. We're doing a lot of walking and stuff, so I'm burning it off eventually.
I do make a point.
But sorry, small complaint about Denny's. Hello, real maple syrup, people.
What do you expect, dude?
I know.
It's Denny's.
It was a little disappointing.
I'm not ragging on Denny's. I'm just saying I would not expect real maple syrup.
They could make money off this. They're going to make money if they have it.
I disagree with you.
Crap.
Yeah. What are they going to pay extra for real maple syrup?
Does McDonald's have real maple syrup in their little plastic things that they give?
I'll bitch about that, too.
Yeah.
Start it.
Okay.
Should be a nationwide thing.
I'm with you, dude. You know how I am. I don't even want it near me.
I'm starting to wonder.
I will go and just do the opposite. If that's the real stuff, take it outside, dump it on the ground. Okay. I want that fake stuff. I want the stuff that already tastes like butter.
Butter.
I'll go out and suck it off the ground.
That's a slap in the face of all those men and women that are out there. It's the season now. They got it going on. It's maple sugar in season.
I'm more kidding about it because I've had both.
Mm.
I grew up with the fake stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, like if I go and stay at my in-laws cabin up in Maine.
Nice.
They were like, I brought my own bottle and they hit it on me. They were like, no, not in here.
Nice.
Well, you know.
I'm like, guys, it tastes like butter.
Last year, I got to meet young guy my niece is seeing. Logan is his name. Good guy. Really nice guy.
Good guy. Good guy. Good guy.
He's a good guy.
Parents might operate a maple farm.
He's
winning.
Get him into the family.
Winning. Yeah, but anyway. No, the only thing during vacation that I it's usually a staple that I want lobster at some point.
Yeah.
And this year, I think I've moved on, not from lobster, but I went to Taylor Lobster and on 236, great, awesome seafood place, and just got the meat, Kay. Nothing but the meat.
Wow, no bun?
No bun? Well, no shell.
You didn't have to do any work.
No work. It was, you know what? Yes, it's expensive. Like it's like $60 a pound. Whoa. But that's like the meat of 3 pound and a quarter lobsters. You know what I mean? That's for two people.
Yeah, I mean, I've never ordered a lobster, so I have no idea.
But that's you can easily feed two people with a pound. Yeah, are you kidding me? Fine.
Or one crutchy.
Yeah. So if you're getting a lobster roll, are you a butter or a mayo guy?
I don't know.
Because those are two different things, right?
Mayonnaise. No, I can't put
butter
on bread. Yeah, I can't do butter on bread.
You can't put butter on bread?
No.
Isn't that what butter was designed for?
No, but you pour it on a lobster roll, and I don't like that. I don't like a soggy roll. Okay. I'll have to have it with mayo.
All right.
But definitely a little bit of butter to dip the... But I'll eat lobster straight. Like, the lobster that we got, ate it right out of the...
It's okay.
Didn't have to put anything on it.
Eats its shell and all.
Mm. Whatever.
Anyway.
Protein.
You know what I was doing before the show? A little peek behind the curtain here. You know, I'm going through things sometimes, and I kind of clean up the recorded things that we have, things that we collect throughout the... And I was going through some of the talkbacks, which we really haven't given a whole lot of attention to just before we got on vacation, because it got really busy. And to be honest, if we're not playing them, then people aren't
centered.
Going there, right? Yep. So we want to be better about that, because it's a great way. I love the TalkBack app. I love the way people use it. I love the comments that they make. You know, they participate in the show, and I love it. But I was going through some of them, and boy, I'll tell you, they're interesting. Kelly gets some play.
Yeah,
Kelly gets a lot of play on the TalkBack, I noticed.
I don't understand how you're not living like Hugh Hefner.
I don't know why you don't take advantage of what you got, bro.
Yeah. What's going on with you?
Do you not realize?
Mm. What's going on, Kelly?
Just living my life.
Mm.
I understand.
Not to the fullest.
Yeah.
Could be up to your nose and trim.
Yeah. I'm just going to a couple of the clips that I was going through, Kelly, just so you know, like, this is... Yeah, you're getting some play.
Yeah. Hey, Kelly, how's your onion? Enough to make my eyes water.
Why does that sound like Quagmire? That was great.
Very complimentary.
It's extremely complimentary.
Finishing my prop.
You kidding me? That's unbelievable. I don't know. This is Kelly Invite. I don't know what this is.
Hey, Kelly Brown. Roadkill and I are going to the Death Kill Mayhem Butcher Knife Show tonight. Didn't know if he wanted to come with. We're picking him up in my Volvo. He's coming with me. But you got size 15 shoe. Won't fit in the Volvo. We'll go with you. You pick us up. I'll bring the snacks. Pick us up around 9. He's got to take a tub and get his outfit laid out. But I'll see you later, buddy.
You know
great.
What? I can't wait
that
for the show
great.
With him.
Come with.
Decent time.
He was all over
it. He's got to take a tub.
He was taking shots at both you and Scotty. Wow, that was the best right there. Next.
If Kelly Brown came at me with that devil dog for 2 hours...
What is happening?
I'm not sure what that's in reference.
And I'm sitting here before the show. I'm going through these, and I'm playing them, and I'm going, I love.
And still, he doesn't get laid.
Oh yeah, unbelievable. Well, I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
I have a pretty good idea. The way he walks around.
Let
here.
Me see. Here we go. This one here,
Kelly Brown. You are definitely an onion with many layers. I'd love to get into one of them.
she's all yours.
She's called before. She's very nice.
Yeah, she's all yours. Absolutely. Yeah. There's just there's a lot of stuff on here that is just.
The people love Kelly.
Yeah, they do. They do.
There's stuff about everybody else
and roadkill.
Okay. I don't know what Scott is on today, but I like it. Keep feeding it to him. That is what I want. I want that kind of thing every freaking day, all day.
Okay, well, what day was all that?
Yeah, when was I so funny?
You can't
Scott
do that.
Needs to know.
I don't know what pills I took on what day.
What energy drink he took.
That's a lot. That's a lot. I don't know what some of these say. This says old-fashioned intro.
It's the bombastic, Greg Kretschmar. The robotic, Laura Boyce. The morbid, Scott Roadkill McMullen. The sporty, Kelly Brown. And the cat lady, Kayla. Together, they make an unstoppable force known as the Morning Buzz.
I like it. Okay. All right.
Okay. The cat lady.
Not bad.
Yeah. I've been called worse.
Yeah. Let me see here. Oh, this is a good one.
What is the thing in the backyard at Squatty's house?
We haven't heard that in so long.
I know. It's been a while.
Oh, it's a classic.
Look, if you want to participate, you can always go to the iHeartRadio app and just look up Greg and the Morning Buzz. Strangely enough, we have our own channel, which is wow, look at that.
I got a lot about yesterday. People sent emails. They liked the true crime and the stuff that we talked about.
Yeah, the 24/7 is there. And if you go to the app and you on the Greg in the Morning Buzz page of the app, there's a little microphone button. You hold it down with your thumb and you talk like it's a voicemail. It's like leaving a recording, and then we get it. Yeah, yesterday's 24/7. I admitted I didn't talk about it yesterday morning, but I admitted that over the break I did something I never do,
never.
And I did it with Scott and Laura in mind. Laura is out for a while. I watched one of those true crime things. I watched one of those specials on the murder of Gabby Petito. It was only 3 episodes. So yep. I figured it wasn't, you know, too much of my time.
I think Netflix is finally getting it going. Okay, 4 or 5. You don't need that. Trim the fat. Give people what they want, the 3.
Yeah, let me tell you something. You couldn't have trimmed the fat off Tiger King. That was good TV.
Every episode was a nail biter.
Yeah, right. During a pandemic.
Let me grab my jacket.
It was the only thing during a pandemic you wanted to watch.
Sorry, your arm is off and yeah. In a tiger's mouth. Let me grab my jacket.
I watched it, and it became a discussion that we were having in the hallway. Like, we have Laura here on our show and Scotty to a lesser degree, but down the hall, there's the lovely Hillary, who is the biggest true crime fanatic that I've ever met.
Platinum member of Crime Con. Yeah. So she's got the inside scoop.
Yeah, she gets the meet and greets with Nancy Grace and yep. The guy from 2020 or whatever, the white hair, Matthew Perry's stepfather.
I'll walk by the sales department.
That's all they talk about.
And Laura and Hillary, we were yeah. going, I don't know, what have you heard?
Yeah.
What's
and
your
my,
update?
Well, my people said this.
So
my sources.
We were talking, you know, in the hallway about these things and that case, and it became a little heated. And I said, let's go in. And this is today's 24/7. This was yesterday. So we talked about the OJ case because Scotty's watched a lot about the OJ case. Yep. How many, what has it been, 3 decades since that happened?
Yep. Yeah, I think we decided it was like 94.
And people are still talking about
it. Yep.
And then the Gabby Petito thing. And so we talked about it at length, these murder mysteries.
And then ended with a surviving Black Hawk Down, which is the latest.
Which isn't a crime thing. It was it's obviously a tragedy of what happened in, was it Mogadishu?
Somalia,
yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that was yesterday's Buzz 24/7. And I don't know how you do it. I can't. I just got, at the end of that, I had a headache yesterday because it just is so much bad news and awful things.
Life is tough enough.
I can't handle it.
No, I just sometimes it's stuff about history. Like OJ, that was a big case when I first started here at the station. When they were going to announce whether he was guilty or innocent, and we cut the show, and we waited. I remember making the announcement, and I remember, you know, getting the memo saying, listen, you know, all your job is to do is just to announce it. You're not supposed to be giving your side. And it was a time that, this is craziness.
Yeah, those people that give those instructions are the same people that have never actually done radio.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's why they're wearing suits and wearing sweatpants.
Yeah, we are.
You know what I mean, that's all there is to it. Okay. Well, anyway, so if you want to participate in the talkbacks, you can You can do that. This one says Roadkill Heartless Dude. I like the title.
Roadkill, you're just a heartless little dude.
Nice.
I feel sorry for Amy.
Oh, see? Look at that. I like that.
Don't, because let me tell you something. She is my queen.
Yeah.
And
oh my God. Okay.
Every she can't stop smiling.
Mm-hmm.
Every day.
Every day.
Roadkill, man. You drive like a dink. I love it.
Well, anyway, so yeah, the talk back is a lot of fun, and we want to get back to using that. My apologies for taking so long to do that.
You know, Greg, I thought you were better than this. I mean, poor Scott doesn't do anything, and you just call him out on like everything. I mean, like everything. And now Capacin, really? Really? That's what we're down to.
What is it?
Greg, I thought you were a better man than this.
I'm not. I'm not a good man at all. Are you kidding me?
Yes, you are.
I'm evil in my heart.
He's a dirty man.
All right, anyway. All right, so we have, Tuesday. So we got a busy day today. We got Ryan coming in. We got Legal Tuesday. Get your legal questions, and you can email any one of us, Greg, Roadkill, Kelly, Kayla, at morningbuzz.com. That's going to happen.
Jimmy Dunn's coming in, and we got to talk about something.
And Kelly had today as well.
I have a little nugget, but yeah, okay. That's right. What, you and Jimmy keeping a secret?
It's not going to be a secret for very long.
Okay, I don't know about this.
No, you don't. Because I need to talk to Jimmy about how we're going to handle this.
Also, later today, in just a few minutes, we got Roadkill Ransom because Tuesday is movie day. So a lot happening today. Hang out with us, won't you, please? We'll be right back.
Be right back. New England's own Greg and the Morning Buzz.
I know we've got Roadkill Ransom coming up here, but I did get a talk back that I just wanted to share for Kayla. Talkbacks, of course, always brought to you by Newburyport Bank. Journey well, my friends, online at newburyportbank.com. This one's for you, Kay.
Can't wait.
A little shout out for Kay. Here we go. Great. This is this guy. I think we've heard from this cat before, actually.
Love cats.
You know, Kayla, you should get outside more. One day shouldn't wipe you out this bad. You know, it's good for you. Eat some vitamin D, take a hit, touch some grass, get in with the nature. It's good for you. Maybe you'll play less Def Leppard.
I'd like to point out I was outside for two whole days, not just one.
She is definitely feeling it, though. She is definitely...
I'm still sore.
Feeling it.
Physical activity.
That guy does not like Def Lepp, Kel.
Let me see. It's Double Shot Tuesday. Maybe I can get a double shot. Do we know his name?
I don't. I don't.
Well, when you hear Def Leppard later, buddy, it's for you.
Yeah, it's for you.
Oh, you know what? Look in the 11 o'clock hour.
Ah, there you go.
You got some Def Leppard coming your way.
All right. There it is. All right. So today's Tuesday movie day. Roadkill ranks, and he picks a category, subject, or performer, and we rank the performances or our favorites in that category.
Now, we just did Gene Hackman within the last 2 months. Normally, if somebody had passed away, I would want to
honor
do that.
Them.
But we just did it. And before we went on vacay, he popped up on SNL, and everybody was like, oh, my God, I want to do Jack Nicholson.
Okay.
Because we have not done his movies in, I think, a very long time. And it was fantastic to see him.
It was a surprise to see him. And it was great because he had, for such a long time, just avoided the media, which I love. Yep. I love it when Gene Hackman.
No, I don't love it in this case because I think he's not doing that.
But maybe now. But I mean, in the beginning, I mean, look, he just wanted to get away from the spotlight a little bit, just like Gene Hackman did. Yep. Dropped out and said, "I'm done." You know. All right, so we are ranking the works of Jack Nicholson when we come back from this.
We're coming right back. This is Greg and Amore. New England wakes up. Buzzed. It's Greg in the Morning Buzz.
Hi there. Thanks for hanging with us. We appreciate it. A lot of choices out there. We're glad to be just one of them. Thank you. Scott McMullen.
Hi.
Kelly Brown.
Hey.
Out of the room at the moment. Kayla Windsor.
Hey.
Laura is off for a bit, but she's doing fine. And today is Tuesday. And on Tuesdays, my friends, we rank them.
Five, four, three, two, number one.
And Roadkill is chosen as the subject today for the category you will rank.
Jack Nicholson. It was awesome to see him sitting in the crowd at SNL.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I don't think we've done him in a while.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. There's no movies to choose from, though. There's no real good performances from Jack Nicholson to choose from.
Yeah, I really forgot how many of his movies. I think my list might be a little different than the rest of yours, but we'll see.
Don't do it.
Coming in at number four, because four immediately came to mind. I'm the only one that I think saw this movie and liked it. The name of the movie is called Wolf. He is a writer who gets bit by a wolf and turns into a werewolf with Michelle Pfeiffer.
Wow. I forgot all about that movie. Yep.
I didn't,
Greg. I saw it.
Yep.
I am shocked that it's on your list.
Yes.
Okay.
Now,
all right.
This is where we may disagree.
Don't do it.
Playing the greatest president of the United States. Mars Attacks. Loved this movie. It will be forever part of my life.
And what's that something to brag about right there?
I do.
Okay.
Number two, The Departed. That was on last week. Amy and I took a break while painting. Oh, we're just going to sit for half an hour. 2 hours later, I'm like, okay, all right. I saw the whole thing. Fantastic movie, The Departed. Number one for me. Probably one of the greatest movies in my book, The Shining.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, all right. I love that Kayla knows it, but has never seen the movie.
It is my number four. Purely for that moment. For the and I have to shout it out.
The dumbest movie ever. Okay. Kayla, what do you got?
So number four, Mars Attacks. Number three, I have Something's Gotta Give. Him with Diane Keaton. Keanu is in it. He's like a swinger, and then he falls in love with someone closer to his
age. That's a good movie,
man. It's a great movie.
And that is a Jack Nicholson that you never get to see. It's a good, really good movie.
Yeah.
Everybody's good in it, too.
Yep. Number two, I have Anger Management.
Yep.
It's another good one.
With Adam Sandler?
Yep, Adam Sandler. And my number one is The Departed, hands down.
It's a great movie. Kelly Brown, I can almost predict what his would be. His number one would be.
I forgot he was in Broadcast News, but he wasn't the main guy in that.
No, he had such a small role, but he was so... Yep. He was the network news anchor. Yeah, he was so good at that. I love that movie.
The Departed, of course, Shining, Chinatown, which I have to go back to and watch again. It's been a while. But number three, tie for three, As Good As It Gets and Something's Gotta Give, both rom-coms.
Yep.
He's damn good.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
And number one, A Few Good Men.
Yeah. That's
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
So what I did is I decided, because I hold The Departed and The Shining in such high regard, I'm going to set those aside, okay? Because those are almost untouchable by anybody.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And everybody's going to say those two. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, great movie, Oscar winner, I think. Did he win?
Sir, he did.
And that's my number four. Number three,
don't overlook it. I'm telling you.
No.
I was waiting for it.
The Bucket List. With him and Morgan Freeman, who become unlikely friends in an elder age, and their friendship, you know, it's a really good movie. I thought, anyway. Sean Hayes is in it. I love Sean Hayes. So, that's my number three. As Good As It Gets. Another movie that is just an unlikely character. He's always a badass.
Yep.
He's always a great bad guy. He's a great villain. He's a great flawed human being. But this is just, he's really good in it. He's like he's a total OCD guy. And he ends
There's
up
nothing
in
wrong with
an unlikely romance
We're
with
people too.
Helen Hunt. really good. A Few Good Men. That movie right there is clearly... one of the greatest climactic scenes in any movie.
Did you order the code red?
I did the job.
Did you order the code red?
You're damn right.
right I did.
I will play that whole final scene you where won't. He testifies him. I don't. You don't. Won't. Don't you even.
Small so crazy balls. Someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
Oh, a great line from As Good As It Gets. Anyway, those are ours. What are yours? 888-556-7625. We're going to open the phones, rank your top three Jack Nicholson movies. And please. No. And I don't want to. No.
If that is somebody's favorite.
No, if that's what they like, then that's fine. Okay?
I wonder how many talkbacks we can get with ack.
Oh, God. No. No. Let's go to Danny. Hi, Danny.
Hi.
Hi, Danny. Go ahead.
You can't forget Joker. The Joker name, Michael Keaton.
Yep.
He was an awesome Joker.
Yes, he was.
He was nominated, I believe, for that.
Was he really?
Yep.
Yeah, they almost didn't even have to elongate his smile. He's always a good bad guy. Any others, Danny? Or is that that's just the number one?
Well, As Good As It Gets is on my list, too, but you guys have already said that twice.
Yeah, it's a great movie. Great movie.
That was a good one.
All right. Thanks, Danny. Have a great day. Let's go to...
Tonya says The Witches of Eastwick.
Good movie, dude. Cher is in that movie. Is Michelle Pfeiffer in that?
Who's the right third?
It ain't Bette Midler. That's that other stupid witch movie.
Cher, Susan Sarandon, whoa. Michelle Pfeiffer. What did you say?
She didn't hear me. She's answering the phone. She didn't hear me. I was just trying to flame K on that one. Let's go to Harry. Hey, Harry.
Hey, Greg.
So what do you
got? There's an older Russian called Going South.
Yeah.
And it's a lesson, but it's got a little humor thrown in there. It's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
You gotta look it up.
I know the movie you're talking about. I have seen it. It's kind of a timepiece in and of itself, but yeah, it is.
Guess he directed that one too.
It's funny. It is funny. Good call, Harry. Thank you. Let's add a Chris, Scotty.
Hey, Chris, rank them. Jack Nicholson, what are your favorites?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, so number one, you got The Shining.
Yeah.
Number two, I got The Departed.
Mm.
And number three, you can't forget Batman.
I really think, other than Heath Ledger, right? If Heath Ledger, in all of the Batman movies that I've seen, is undoubtedly the best villain.
Bane was pretty good.
Bane is good.
But the Joker it's been around, and he's evolved.
Yeah.
And Jack Nicholson, to me, was
very good.
A little corny, but at the same time kicked ass, where Heath Ledger's was just a badass.
Well, that's when it took a turn, and it went dark, like the actual comic book was supposed to be. That's what I've read. I don't know. Thank you, Chris, though. Good call.
Chris says The Evening Star.
You got it. Have a good day, guys.
You too, buddy. The what?
Hoffa.
Hoffa, yeah. He kind of looked like Hoffa. Put on a lot of weight for that movie.
That movie ran a little long.
Paul, what do you got for Jack Nicholson?
A Few Good Men, Easy Rider, and Chinatown.
You know, everybody forgot about Easy Rider. That is a classic. 1970s.
Peter Fonda, man. In that one. I
can't believe I didn't think of that.
Dennis Hopper. Dennis Hopper.
Kayla, be better.
I can't believe I didn't. I cannot believe I didn't come up with that one.
Yes. First time. That movie was crazy.
Somebody, Kayla, called in and suggested The Witches of Eastwick. And I said, we were trying to figure out who's in that movie. And I might have. You listen to the podcast. I might have had something for you there. Okay. I don't want to retread that.
What time do I have to listen to the podcast?
Yeah, that's right. You're kind of busy.
Dive into that.
Kayla's not allowed to ack until she sees the movie.
Listen, I'm in charge of my own ack.
Yeah.
All right? I'll do it when I want.
Kayla just nailed the timing of that ack, though.
Thank you.
All right, so let me see here. Batman, number four. 1989, Chinatown. Then One Flew Over Cuckoo's Nest, number one. Dale from Rochester says The Shining. What do you got,
Kayla? Last Detail, which was filmed partially
in Portsmouth.
The old naval prison. I didn't know he was nominated for that, too.
Yeah, he was in Portsmouth. It was in the 70s, and they were taking him to the, or he was involved in the Portsmouth Naval Shipyard prison, which was a naval prison. And they filmed a few scenes in Portsmouth. Let me see here. Mars Attacks, I got that one. Few Good Men.
I already got that one.
No. It's just I was reading the same one. Don't forget Blue Velvet and Easy Rider. Was Jack Nicholson? I know Dennis Hopper was in Blue Velvet. Maybe you're right. I don't know. I do not know. Yeah, there's so many. I mean, The Shining and The Departed, I almost have to take it right off the table.
I would also take A Few Good Men because that was an epic movie.
He was in Blue Velvet.
He was in Terms of Endearment. He was the astronaut. He was interested in Debbie Winger. No, he was interested in Shirley MacLaine. That's an old one. I'm sorry. I'm an old guy. And
but he was nominated for that, too.
Yeah.
12 nominations, most of any male actor in history.
He's good. Also, he was in that The Postman Always Rings Twice, somebody sang with Jessica Lange. That was pretty racy.
I remember that one.
Racy for its day. What's the one? Ironweed? It was like the set in the 20s. He's done so many that I'm aware of that I've never seen. Reds. That was a big Dustin Hoffman movie that I think he wrote and directed. It was like, I don't know, 15 hours long, something like that.
That's a long movie.
Well, in the 70s and 80s, if you came out with a 3-hour long movie, that was an epic. Now, 3 hours is, well, you're getting your money's worth, hopefully, if you go to a 3-hour movie. That's how I look at it. But the bucket list, man. Kopi Luwak.
Okay.
No.
That's fun. I'm going to be doing that all day.
So crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
Come on.
I think Andy used to have a women drop that he did.
That's from The Witches of Eastwick.
Okay.
That's not the other stupid witch movie that I was referring to when Kayla was on the phone.
Oh, don't. If you are talking about HP, we are going to
No.
Some serious problems.
The other one. Hold on one second, please. Allow me this.
Colonel Jessup, did you order the Code Red?
You don't have to answer that question.
I'll answer the question. You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Son, we live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. Who's going to do it? You? You, Lieutenant Weinberg?
Come on.
I have a greater responsibility than you can possibly fathom. You weep for Santiago and you curse the Marines. You have that luxury. You have the luxury of not knowing what I know. That Santiago's death, while tragic, probably saved lives. And my existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible to you, saves lives.
I could do the whole thing.
Okay.
You won't. We're the only radio show on the planet playing movie scenes. Whole thing.
You don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't talk about at parties, you want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. We use words like honor, code, loyalty. We use these words as the backbone of a life spent defending something. You use them as a punchline. I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket of the very freedom that I provide and then questions the manner in which I provide it.
Can't you feel it? I mean, you feel it like you're in the courtroom.
I feel something.
It's the best scene ever. You don't... Yeah, you're not...
You can't handle the truth. I know that line. What movie is that from?
Same movie. It's Mars Attacks. It's from Mars Attacks.
I've never seen it.
I don't remember. I would rather you just said thank you and went on your way. Otherwise, I suggest you pick up a weapon and stand a post.
This is still happening.
Either way, I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to.
Did you order the Code Red?
I did the job.
Did you order the Code Red?
You're goddamn right I did.
Come on.
My stuff's stupid.
Kayla's like, is this still going on?
It's still happening.
Some of you appreciated it. I know some of you out there appreciated it.
I'm sure more did than
I. You
didn't
have to point at me, though.
All right.
You can't point at me.
I almost knew the whole thing.
You did pretty well.
That is so
all right,
cool.
Coming up,
that was an impossible
so
fun.
So cool.
A ridiculous question.
Proud of you.
When we return.
Be right back.
But I wanted to remind you that Sunday, you lose an hour.
It's worth it.
And I want to remind you that you will lose an hour
worth it.
As we move into the daylight savings time.
Why are you upset, Scott?
You sleep too much. But the good news is, this weekend we set our clocks forward an hour.
No.
So you can sleep less.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not going to sit well with Kayla.
I do, Kelly, look forward to it.
Mm.
But losing the hour.
On a Sunday, I can handle it.
Yeah.
But it's just so much more peaceful and, I don't know, feels so much better when it's lighter later.
I don't disagree with that. I also don't disagree with, you know, it is nice to drive in a little bit lighter. But I also, I know that as someone that likes to get up and travel to go photograph, I know this is personal, but I mean, now I got to get up at like 2.
For a while. For a while until, you
guys,
you know.
You guys, I'm so angry.
But every day will get a little better for you.
You know, sometimes.
I know.
Sometimes yeah. I need to get up. Yeah.
You're right. I know. You don't have to. Yeah. Thank you.
I just want.
No,
I want to take pictures.
I mean, imagine if they did it like a Wednesday for us. That would totally suck. We'd lose an hour of sleep there. It's like, hey.
Yeah. Well, anyway. All right. So that's happening on Sunday. You got to move the clocks forward. And I thank you very much, people. Thank you, Greg. That scene from A Few Good Men is the best. I'm struggling with a cold, and that just made my morning. Here's another one that I got a text. That said, hold on a second. Where is it? Your GD ride I did. What an awesome ride into work. More full movie scenes, please. There you go, Scotty. Okay. All right. It's 7:06. Legal Tuesday, by the way. Buzz Legal Advisor Attorney Ryan Russman will be in at the bottom of the hour. So, if you have a question, something about, you know, hey, my neighbor's doing this. Should I got a lawyer? Or maybe I got stopped. What are my rights when I get stopped? Or this happened to me. What are my rights legally? Buzz Legal Advisor Attorney Ryan Russman will be in at the bottom of the hour. And we'll start taking your questions. So if you want to, excuse me, get him in early.
Free legal advice, people. Legal advice is not usually free.
That's true.
So
get him in early. You got a better chance of getting him read. On the air, because they start flying in. Greg at morningbuzz.com, Roadkill or Kelly or Kayla at morningbuzz.com. All right? That's coming up at 7:30. So, I have a a ridiculous question for you on this Tuesday.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
That's a ridiculous question.
I allow you to ask me these ridiculous-ass questions.
Yeah, it's not really. It's everybody, well, I'm sure it happens to both men and women, but maybe men more. In my experience, so we're on vacation, and we went to—I think I told you—we went to this place, Treehouse Brewing Company in Tewksbury, and just a great place. And the pizza's one of the two best I've had. The other being the Brat. So there you go. And so we're walking out, and you know, when you walk out, you gotta go through the gift shop. You gotta go through the gift shop, okay? Well, because we got some beer to go, you know, and you gotta buy the gift shop, yep. Dude. You order the beer, and it comes up on a conveyor belt from downstairs.
That's cool,
it's crazy. Anyway, I'm walking around the clothing section, and my wife's like, "Don't
you and your t-shirts, your hoodies,
not a t-shirt,
hoodie."
Yeah,
so, you love you a hoodie.
I love me a hoodie, and
Woody in a hoodie.
What do you have to say? Little,
average size.
That's fair.
Yeah, it's German.
Okay.
Not ready. 2 days back, I'm still not ready.
I missed you.
So I'm buying this. I'm gonna buy it. I looked at it. I'm like, price is reasonable. It's nice, soft.
Soft.
Forget about it. Not too heavy. I don't like it too heavy. You know what I mean? I'm not using it to be outside. You know, just a comfortable hoodie. Nothing better. My wife, you're not buying anymore.
Wow.
You're not buying anymore, dude. I sat there and I'm like, what? What did you just say?
You're telling me I'm not?
Did you just say I can't buy anymore? And I'm like, are you kidding me?
You have been left in the treehouse. I am banning. For life.
Yeah, she was banning me for life of hoodies.
Did you ask her, do you ever been left in a treehouse?
She said, honey, she's like, honey, you've got so many. I'm like, I don't. I got rid of a bunch of them. You know, I got rid of a bunch of them that she knows of. Anyway, point is, have you ever been like banned? Has your partner ever said no more? Because I get it with the hoodies, doesn't stop me from buying them, but also with the coffee mugs. Every time I buy a new coffee mug, I like them. I collect them. You know this. We talked about it. We got 2 shelves of them. That's a lot. I will imagine. Yeah, that's a lot. I get you. But if I see it, I'm still doing it. You know? But has your partner ever shut you down saying, enough, no more? What did you get banned from buying? That is the question this morning on the ridiculous question. Anything, Scotty? Did Amy ever? Well, because you lie to her and don't tell her about all your drum kits.
Well,
so
it just
yeah, she wouldn't ban you for life for that.
I don't know how to say this nicely, no, so I'm just going to say it.
Just say
it. Pretty much buy what I want.
Yeah, so do I. Does she. Yeah. So do
I. But I have a storage unit of drum sets, and the basement is pretty
a drum set.
It's pretty maxed out. So it's like, if I'm going to buy another, then I should move one along.
When he moved into the house, the first room he fixed up was the cellar where his drum kits would be.
Yes, thank you very much,
priorities.
Ben. Ben came over, made a little stage, so the drum sets up off the floor. But it's, I've kind of even kind of said, okay, I'm good, but I'm not going to lie. If I see a good deal somewhere, a good deal is a good deal.
Right.
But it's kind of one of those things where she's like, hun, and I go, I know. The storage unit's at max. The house is at max.
Be honest with me.
Yes.
How many?
I think 12 or 13. I think.
Kits.
Could be more. Yes.
That's multiple drums.
That's,
right? Like that's like
kits.
That's like 12 kit. Times like four.
A kit is what you bring out to a gig.
Yeah.
So it's 13 drum sets.
I think. Yikes. But I could go to the storage unit and go, oh, I forgot I bought that one.
Boom. Rich guy. Okay. 13 drum sets over here.
He's looking for a deal. I look for a good deal. And you know
sometimes
what?
He buys his own drums back.
Mm.
I've done that too.
I like that Ben made a little stage for a little drummer.
Yeah. It's very cute. I've seen it.
Little drummer boy.
All right, Kayla, have you ever been? And I'm going to open up the phones at 888-556-7625. It's confession time. Look, you'll be in the trust tree, there will be no judging. Okay, Beanie Babies, whatever it is. What were you?
Oh my
God, you,
baby.
I'm just saying. What have you been banned from buying more of by your significant other, Kayla?
I'm not a huge purchaser in general, and what I do, it's not like I don't have like the drum kit thing or the photography thing. I was on a run there where I wore like a white T-shirt every day, so I'd go to Walmart and go to that men's section and get like the 5-pack.
Yeah.
And I would just buy more, and she's like, "Well, why aren't we throwing out? Why do you have so many white T-shirts?" And I was like, "I don't know." She's like, "You're done until you start throwing them out."
Right.
But this woman has about 30 Yetis. Not all Yetis are all different. How many water? I have three. I rotate through three water jugs. So you should clean them once a week. Whatever.
Well, at least Yetis aren't expensive.
I'm like, honey, that's my paycheck in that cabinet right there.
Oh,
is
my
one
God.
Week's worth
wow.
of pay.
That's a lot. That's a lot right there.
So she's been banned from buying more water.
And I use the word banned knowing full well that I'm still
going to do what she's going to do.
And I'm going to do it. Yeah. I'm like Scotty. Like, you know what I mean? Look, I don't spend crazy. I don't go, you know, wasting money. And when I want something, I'm going to get it.
It just,
we work hard and I'm going to get it.
It's something I know I'm going to use. It's a drum set. It's not like I came home and I said, honey, I bought a snowmobile.
I don't think
and
that's
she'll be
accurate.
Like, do you, what do you mean?
I don't think you're being, no, because you're not using 13 drum kits. You're not.
But maybe I'm in the mood for gray. So I play the gray one. Maybe at tonight's show, I want to play a green one. So I bring a green one.
I'm sure there are a couple that you use, but there's no way you use 13 drum kits.
That would be a big stage.
Be honest.
Okay, there's a few I haven't played yet, I will.
I'll get to it.
I have 50 coffee mugs. I have to admit that I'm probably not using them all.
Well, you can't use
but
them
I don't want to get rid of them. So I understand. Cretchy, my wife tries to ban me from buying running shoes. I run way too many miles. She thinks they should last longer, but I grab new ones every 300 to 400 miles.
I think they're supposed to last more than 300 or 400 miles.
Wow, that's insane. Good for you. Congratulations. 888-556-7625. Let me see. Remind you.
This is a safe place.
You're in the trust tree.
A place where we can feel free sharing our feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Think of my office as a nest and a tree of trust and understanding.
Okay.
Let's begin.
I'm gonna.
No, I'm with Greg, but I swear to God, if anybody calls in about Beanie Babies, I'm gonna make fun of you.
Let's go to John. John, you're banned from buying what?
From Christmas decorations for my yard.
You're that guy. You're that guy.
I'm that guy.
How many?
That's funny.
How many blow-ups?
Labels, everything.
You got how many blow-ups do you got?
I have a small yard, so I only have 10.
Okay. A small yard, only
but
10.
It's a small yard.
Okay.
She doesn't let me do anymore because it's so compact. There's so much stuff.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Yes. Sworn off. Banned for life right there. All right, thank you very much. Let's go to Jessica. Jessica, banned for life from buying what?
Coffee mugs.
You feel me?
Way too many.
Are you talking travel mugs or ceramic?
Oh, ceramic coffee cups.
Yeah.
He's actually loaded up a box and said, these are going. We got to get rid of these.
A good coffee cup is worth its weight in gold, isn't it?
How many do you need?
Well,
but not when you got 30. It's a bit much.
Well, where do you put them?
Jessica, shh.
In a box in the basement for now.
I have been given the thing, if you get one, you got to get rid of one. Okay? So that's the...
And a lot of them have been gifts.
Yes.
So that's my defense. A lot of them are gifts.
And I like the local ones. I like the local ones, just like, you know, the nicely made ones that represent New England. That's what I like. Okay? All right. Thank you.
We were just at Parker's Maple Barn, and I said, how about a mug? And he gave me the eyes.
Mug? Okay. All right. Thank you. That's great. Josh, banned from buying what?
I've been politely asked to buy no more guns by my wife.
Politely.
Politely asked.
How many guns do you need?
No, how many do you have? That's the question.
They're going to invade soon.
You can never have enough.
Well,
Gretchie, there's a workaround. I took a hiatus from buying guns. Now we just buy more ammo. That's all.
And let me just say that you can sit here and maybe make fun of Josh, but when the S hits the fan, Josh is my best friend.
I know. I understand.
I love you, Josh.
Okay.
Either that or the invaders get all their guns from him.
Yeah, I doubt it. Listen to him. He sounds like a good dude. I don't think you're alone.
I'll head down and guard Scotty's drum set.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Josh. Appreciate it. Let's go to Caleb. Kelly said it. Caleb.
Caleb, tell us your story.
So, yeah, I've been banned from buying bowling balls.
Tell them how many you have.
12 to 13, somewhere in that area.
Are they different sizes? Are they different weights? Yeah. What's the strategy? Are you a big ball, small ball? Like, what are we talking about here?
Big ball. So they're all different. They're all 15 pounds, but they all do something 15? Different.
15? What do you mean? They like some of them don't roll? What do you mean?
Some are straight for just picking up like spares.
Sorry, Caleb.
Some hook more than others.
What's the rule? Are you allowed to use multiple bowling balls in a match?
So tournament styles, normally you can bring 6 to 9.
Really?
That's
Can Kelly sometime come over and take a look at your balls?
All right.
No.
Thanks.
No.
Thanks, Caleb. Appreciate it.
That wasn't a complete no.
Wow, you got some big balls.
Okay. All right.
Big balls. Okay.
Take it easy. Okay. So what are you banned from buying? So the hoodies, I don't have too many hoodies. Okay, I do have a lot of coffee mugs.
What he does is he brings them to work. So in the office, there's a huge pile of hoodies that he's hiding from his wife. Yeah. What just happened?
Is that how we're going to do it?
Bam.
What just happened? What
is this? We'll put this on slow cook. Bam.
Let's go to...
There's a whole bunch of mugs in there.
Let's go to Jim. Jim, banned from buying what?
Hey, good morning, partner. Guys. My wife is constantly trying to ban me from buying snacks like tortilla chips, pretzels,
snacks,
cheeses. But here's the thing: we'll go to Market Basket and I'll roll up to the cashier with one in my. And she's like, "What do you need that for? You have 5 of them downstairs in the basement." I'm like, "I don't know. I just
you never know when you need them."
But here's the thing: frequently she'll lift the ban. Like, if the Celtics are on, I watch every Celtics game, and then all of a sudden, she's like, oh, do you want a special snack for tonight to watch the Celtics game?
What are you fucking... Do you want a special snack?
She loves like a special snack.
I like that.
I'll take a special snack.
I like that. Who's going to say no to a special snack? You know, good call.
I'm like, well, if you really want me to, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. I'll do it for you, because I love you, you know.
We're doing the really special snack. Let's do that at halftime.
Kelly, you are, you are a peach. Little.
I don't, he went to Vegas.
I'm not
didn't
ready.
Get laid, which I'm, just means
I didn't say anything.
Not ready. Just
Cameron.
He's just ready.
Cameron, let's go. Give me what you're banned to buy. You can't buy anymore. What is it?
Tools.
Like, what are we talking here?
I'm a carpenter, and I
you know, you got to have the newest stuff, all those little battery operated stuff. And, you know, my wife just said, no more.
Let me ask you something, because this is how you know you got a lot of tools. You got one of them big red cabinets on wheels?
No.
Yeah.
No, these are all carpentry tools.
So all big ones, like saws and stuff.
But
like
I got a truck that does nothing but haul tools.
Okay. All right. There you go. All right. Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that. That's part of your job, though. So that's how you say it. That's how you get it.
Jude. That's how you make the money.
Hey, Jude, good morning.
Good morning, Cratchy.
That's what I did. What do you got?
So I just recently purchased another one. I'm banned from buying modes of transportation. I have 9 vehicles and 5 motorcycles. I don't think the wife wants any more of them.
Where do we store them?
The insurance.
In the yard.
I got a big driveway.
It's a ginormous driveway.
I park them in the yard.
And I'm a mechanic, and I got a bunch at my shop, too. So.
Yeah. Well, that's part of what you do for a living, right?
How often do you drive all of these vehicles? Like, do you drive them, or is it just a tinker?
Well, the funny part is most of them I only drive in the winter, or in the summer, because they're all older, and I don't want to get them all salty. Right. So it's like a different vehicle each week throughout the summer, and then one of them throughout the winter.
The only person I know with more cars than you, Jude, is Jay Leno. So
I'm working on it.
Good for you, buddy. He's got a goal. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. All right, some of the texts that are coming in. Let me see here. I can't buy any more holiday gnomes.
It's a great answer.
What would be the best if that was from a guy?
My husband loathes them and is never so happy when our new puppy took out 3 over the holiday. That's from Tanya. Guns, Crutchy. She says, no more. Last time we were doing inventory, writing down serial numbers, she said, why do you need so many? I said, everybody in this house has 2 arms and that's 2 a piece minimum. Yeah, okay, I get it. My wife is not allowed to buy candle melts. I don't even know what those are.
So you have like a little, it plugs into the wall and it melts the candle. So it's Cass is a candle freak.
Yeah.
We don't have room for any more candles.
She has 1,000 packs of stock and stockpiles. Some 12 days Christmas seasonal holiday. Her hand needs to be held in the store so she doesn't sneak anything into the house.
Yeah, I find candles enjoyable, but like you come home, you're like, that smells like cookies.
Yeah,
that smells amazing, and you find out it's the
there's
candle.
No,
there's no cookies.
And you Crutchy, eat a candle.
I don't understand. If there's something that makes my spouse happy, why would I put a limit on it? Pursue it. Do what makes you happy. You might be the perfect wife. Okay, you might be.
Or husband.
Or husband.
Yeah, Greg,
you know. But Valerie has. There's nothing like that for her. You know what I mean? Valerie's very practical. I'm always like, get what you want. She's like, I'm not spending that money. She's very frugal, you know, and practical, which is great. But I also would, you know, I keep saying this.
I go up and pick up the mail and I find the Yankee Candle little pamphlet.
Yeah.
I'm going to hide that thing. I don't need 12 more showing up my door tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. I've been banned from getting original Star Wars toys from Kenner. Okay. All right. My girlfriend's banned me from buying socks. I have 3 large drawers full. Wow, that's a lot of socks. She made me purge 3 garbage bags full of socks, and I went out and bought more.
Do you wear them once?
I love having the soft feel from new socks on my feet. That's why I buy so many. Let me tell you something. Good socks? Forget about it. I'm on board.
Hey, forget about it. Buy yourself something nice.
Wife banned me from buying hats. I have about 30 hats. Plus all the free promo hats I get. All right, so there was a time I had a lot of hats. I have winnowed it down.
Yep.
Okay. I got the melon hats. I got a few melon hats, which they fit the best. I got a storied hat, and I got the main hat.
Crutchy was always walking around here with a hat on. Always.
Great.
Okay. You guys are delightful. All right. Well, anyway.
Wait till Jimmy gets here.
If you love it and you can do it responsibly, why not? That's the thing, right? I'll take another coffee mug.
At some point, you run out of cabinets, man.
No, I just bought another one the other day. It was really nice.
I just know it's not a problem anymore because they're not here at the station.
Thank you. We'll be right back. News and sports is next.
Be right back.
I love the enthusiasm. I love the energy.
From New England to the world, this is Greg in the Morning Buzz.
on the Rock Station, 100.3 WHEB.
Hey, guys.
First Tuesday of every month is Legal Tuesday. Buzz Legal Advisor, attorney Ryan Russman is in the house. And in fine form this morning.
Guys. Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate the compliment first thing in the morning.
Okay.
Love it.
You had a great vacation.
I had a great vacation with the kids. We went skiing. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Really good time.
And he drops this on us.
Yeah, this is nuts.
Oh. He says, you ever heard of this guy, Rex Ryan? And Kelly and I look at him. I'm like, yeah. And
we're in the hot tub, and I was like, so I'm like, what do you do? He's like, I'm an analyst. I'm like, really? What kind of analyst? Is this sports? I'm like, oh, that's cool. That's cool.
You're in a hot tub with Rex Ryan.
And I was like, oh, yeah. I said, you know, how'd you get that? He's like, well, I used to coach. I'm like, oh, yeah, who'd you coach? He's like, the Jets. I'm like, oh, well, I didn't know. Like,
he's one of the biggest ESPN football analysts there is.
Did he find that disarming? Because, you know, sometimes
was he okay with it, or was he like a little hurt that you didn't know who he was?
I think, I don't know. I mean, it was, yeah, he seemed fine. You know, like, yeah. You know, it was friendly conversation, but, you know, I just, you know, it was like, hey, how you doing? And I just was, I was just like, I coach the Jets. And at first I'm thinking, the Jets. Oh, they're good, the Jets.
Right.
Like, I knew the Jets because I'm a Patriots person.
Yeah, sort of. I'm a Patriots person at the heart of the no, because sometimes, you know, guys like that, they don't want to be asked a million questions about, you know, football wherever they go.
For him.
No, I know, but they like
maybe
that
was a relief.
That's like, what I'm saying.
I'm like I have no questions
for did him. He see your feet?
What
did he see? Your bare feet.
It's a good
feet.
Question, Greg.
I have no idea.
Just wondering.
He was well known as the coach of the Jets at the end for having a bit of a foot fetish.
I did not know this.
Yep. Did he stay in the hot tub after you left?
Nothing to be disappointed about.
Okay, no. But listen, it was great. It was nice. It was interesting. I saw Simone Biles out there.
Nice.
Which was also kind of interesting.
She's awesome.
Was she in the hot tub too?
No, but she's not. You know, I thought that she would be bigger. She's very small.
She's a gymnast. Gymnasts are, for the most part, tiny.
You call them spinners.
See, I really do. I'm not really sure what that means. I'm not going to ask.
Moving on.
I'm moving right along.
Yes.
So we're moving right along.
I
just always picture athletes being.
Yeah.
And it's on television, so I don't really know.
No.
They're big people, you know, this is hard for me to know.
They tend to be. Gymnasts tend to be small. She is extremely nice. Like a really, really nice person.
My daughter pointed her, she's like, that's Simone Biles. Who's Simone Biles? Mm. And then she was like,
okay, see, there you go. All right, well, Ryan is here to answer your legal questions, so you can email us your questions. You could text them if they are brief, but email Greg or Roadkill, Kelly or Kayla at morningbuzz.com. We will ask those. We have probably the most interesting question that we've set aside for you based on a news story that
you have to remember we're on. The radio.
Yeah.
We're on the radio.
We have an interesting question for you that we put aside for you to answer. But Legal Tuesday, your legal questions, Ryan's answers coming up next.
We'll be right back. From New England to the world, this is Greg in the...
Legal Tuesday.
Well, I got a legal question.
So email us, Greg at morningbuzz.com.
Well, I ask it if I can.
Roadkill at morningbuzz.com. Kelly at morningbuzz.com. Kayla,
too. I'm asking lawyer Ryan Russman.
Don't take matters into your own hands, kids.
So the don't hit the fan.
Yeah! All right. Your questions and Ryan's answers. And I'll start off with the question that we did set aside for you. And to be honest, before I even ask this, I don't even know if it's really 100% real.
Sure.
I think this might even be a publicity thing that isn't true.
And we're just going to spread it like wildfire.
Well, no, I'm not going to spread it. I'm putting a question mark over it.
Oh, she already did. Okay.
Yeah, she did.
All right, easy now.
So there is an adult performer.
Bonnie Blue.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Who allegedly... could be fake. I'm kind of thinking it must be.
Okay.
Claims to have had sex with 1,057 men in one day. Right. Okay, fine. Whatever. She now claims also, I don't know if this is to be believed, that she is pregnant. And what my friend Scotty would like to know is if he's the father.
I am not the father. I am happily married.
What?
You know, that's what I love coming here. You know, 4 years of college, 3 years of law school, a couple of decades of practicing law here. Well, I'm like, so.
I think the question
goes on?
Yeah, I think the question is a ridiculous one because I don't think anybody would want to claim anything. I don't even really know if it happened. But if she wanted to find out who the dad was,
I mean,
that's an issue.
You can establish paternity through a judicial process, and the courts typically, at least here in New Hampshire, they look at the best interest of the child. They want to ensure that the child is looked after, that there is, in fact, providing their health and welfare to them. And so if she wants to bring a paternity suit, there is that possibility. I mean, I have to say, obviously, given that presuming all these things were consensual, and I mean, I just can't imagine
And somebody who does that doesn't have a whole lot of scruples.
It gives me kind of shivers just thinking about the whole thing.
I know. It's crazy.
That's bananas.
Okay. It's bananas. All right. So here's another question that I wanted to ask from the news. For people, you know, the government is having mass firings, obviously, and layoffs and stuff like that. And, you know, there's part of me that, you know, I get it. I mean, there's one thing that, you know, every business has had layoffs, but the government hasn't for a while. But sometimes it seems indiscriminate in how they're doing it. And then they got to go back and rehire people. Is there any recourse for someone that is doing their job? There's really not, is there?
Well, I mean, the problem becomes, you know, as the chief executive, the presidency has enormous power. And what we're seeing is that has now been delegated to Elon Musk in this Dodge agency. I put that in visual air quotes here for the radio, as to how they can, you know, proceed with looking at government efficiency and making these cuts.
Mm-hmm.
What concerns me, obviously, is that there are certain positions that are certain terms. They do that deliberately so that the political process can be somewhat muted, that we can have certain continuity in the understanding of how these different bureaus or agencies work. But at the end of the day, you know, there's been some question about these early buyouts. Can the executive offer early buyouts where the Congress has the power of the purse? Can they, in fact, promise people that they're going to pay a severance when, in fact, there may or may not be money appropriated for that severance? So there's some questions that have been certainly raised in the judicial process already by many employees about whether or not they can actually accept the severance, whether or not it's a legal process. And we're going to have the courts kind of settle these questions.
I would worry about the severance being appropriate. You got to make sure the money is there before you agree to take early retirement. Yeah.
Precisely. So, I mean, there's lots of questions that I think come to mind. And so, obviously, you know, it's been devastating for lots of people that have been going to work, doing their job, doing it well every day. And not to say there isn't government waste, because I think it'd be silly to suggest that there isn't. I mean, look, in any agency or bureaucracy, you're going to find that.
And in the private sector, there are plenty of people that are doing their jobs well and still get laid off.
Yeah, absolutely. That's, and so I would say, and kind of echo the comments of some of the folks in Congress, is that, you know, we'd like to be able to do this not with a sledgehammer or with a samurai sword, but maybe with a scalpel, that we find the best places to make those cuts so that they're most efficient. I mean, the government efficiency, let's actually employ that in terms of how we conduct ourselves.
Yeah. The questions, you can email them in to GregRoadkillKelly@morningbuzz.com, and we'll ask the counselor. First one, if I've sued someone in small claims court and won, but never received my money, is there a statute of limitations and or can I sue again?
So what you can do is file motions to enforce the judgment. And what I would say to you, and this is really the challenge in bringing small claims action, you can't necessarily get blood from a stone. So yes, and very often you can prevail in small claims court, but if the party that you prevail against doesn't have the means to pay judgment, you can be, in fact, spending lots of time in court after the fact, filing motions to enforce the judgment, asking for attachment of property, if there in fact is any, there may not be. Garnishment of wages is certainly something that the courts would look at. But at the end of the day, they're going to have the individual fill out a financial affidavit. They're not going to make someone financially destitute where they can't live. But at the same time, you may be years before you end up seeing any money from these judgments.
I don't know. What's the limit that makes it small claims court
under $25,000?
Okay. So that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
But I mean, at some point, if it's like hundreds or whatever, you have to then think, what, how much of a pain in the ass am I willing to go through?
Right, and, right? And that's right. where I think consulting with right. counsel is obviously a great place to start mm-hmm. because you're going to get a full picture of not only is are you going to be successful in the merits, but then what? Is there a way mm-hmm. of collecting on that judgment?
If I post my property with game cameras and I see a person trespassing, what action can be taken? The person is recognizable and has been caught on multiple occasions.
So, in fact, if you have to ensure that the property is, in fact, properly posted. In other words, you have to have those individuals on notice that, in fact, they have crossed into the boundary. There are these yellow signs that say posted. In fact, not only do you have to have it posted, but you have to have it posted with the property owner name on there and the contact information. So it has to be done in a very particular way. But if it's done in a particular way and you're able to provide evidence to the state that, in fact, these trespasses occur, they might be able to prosecute that individual for a criminal trespass. Again, it requires time and effort. And so the question becomes, you know, what is the cost-benefit analysis? I mean, if someone's crossing across the boundary and quickly exiting, or are they on your property? Are they doing damage? Are they taking trees? Are they taking animals? Like,
what about,
are they shooting
booby traps? Like, can you just dig a hole and like it's like Scotty? We put some palm fronds yeah. over it and stuff like that.
And listen, know? I love the creativity that I find on the show, but here's what the problem is: anytime you employ self-help like that, you're putting yourself in jeopardy yeah. for being sued.
And someone got injured because they were walking where they weren't supposed to be.
If I don't want you on my property, I'm supposed to put a sign up there with my phone number on there?
Some contact information, who you are, and so that they're able to recognize that as the property owner. And I will tell you that if you fail to properly post the property, then, in fact, that may constitute a defense in terms of the trespass.
But wait a minute, because do you have to put your phone number on there?
Well, I believe you have to have certain contact information. I'd have to look at the statute specifically to tell you if it's the phone number, but you have to have some recognizable contact information so that there is a means of letting the property, the public know that that particular property owner has posted that property,
yeah.
that they're, in fact, legally able to post that property, and that they're, in fact, creating this official boundary. I've always said this, and I think it's important, that you have to kind of recognize what you're going to get once you go into court. It can be a time-intensive process. It can be financially expensive. And so I always ask people when they come in to see me, I'm like, so what do you hope to accomplish in the end? What is the end result goal? And so you have to kind of balance those things against, okay, you can win, you might have a legal basis to prevail, but then at what cost?
I have trespassed. You okay. know, because, well, you know, when you're out in the woods and think if it's not posted,
right.
I'm not going to see it. And then I found out I was trespassing. And I get it. I definitely agree with posting. It's got to be what, but put your phone number on it? No, forget about that. Not a chance in hell.
Again, I think the reasoning is so that they can establish that the person to whom is posted is, in mm-hmm. fact, the real property owner.
Kelly.
Ryan, have the courts caught up with the whole COVID backlog, backups, or are things still delayed?
So, you know, that's a great question. In fact, what we found is that they've done a great job kind of moving cases through the docket. Yes, there are maybe just a very, very, very few that might be still holding on or have been delayed, mostly in the civil arena, because we want to put those individuals that are incarcerated that have speedy trial rights ahead of those kind of civil cases that might be delayed. But I think the judiciary has done a great job trying to kind of catch up with that backlog. What has changed since COVID is very interesting, and that is that the time frames for which things are required to be done has, in fact, kind of morphed. We've had there's a longer lead time to get to trial. There's a longer lead time to get to a particular hearing. And I think that has a lot to do with just the fact that the process has just kind of had to evolve. I mean, one of the few good things that I think that has come out of the COVID experience is that the courts have recognized that telephonic hearings are, in fact, much easier to do. Zoom meetings, remote types of appearances have been more commonly accepted. I mean, the courts are pushing for more in-person meetings, of course, but I think what we're finding is that if there's an efficiency that can be established, the courts are willing to look at that to ensure that we can kind of move the judicial process along. And I really applaud those efforts, because at the end of the day, we want to serve the public. That's what the system is there for. And if we can do so in a way which allows more people access, why not try it?
Question for the counselor: what should one do if pulled over or approached by police? If one feels uncomfortable pulling over in a specific area, Are we allowed to go to a more public and well-lit area? What should one do if they believe that it is not a real officer?
So if that's a legitimate concern, you can dial 911 and report that you're being followed and you believe that it's not, in fact, an official police officer. And the 911 dispatch is going to contact the agency to ensure that that's the proper person. Again, the concern these days is making sure that the public is safe. Mm-hmm. And so if you're doing so not in a reckless or dangerous manner and you eventually do pull into a well-lit area that you are comfortable with and you have established that it is, in fact, a real police officer, you know, those are steps that you can explain to the officer once you've gone through those steps.
Might not want to take off at 90 miles an hour there, but yeah, do that.
No bueno.
All right, more questions for Ryan Russman, Greg at morningbuzz.com, Roadkill, or Kelly at morningbuzz.com. We're coming right back.
We'll be right back.